Network-attached storage, NAS, is relatively simple and a cost-effective way to provide file-based data storage services to other devices on your network. How can you determine if it's a good fit for your organization? That is a question we're going to answer in today's episode of Connection Point. My name is James Hilliard. I'm your host. And Marty Kurtman of Cisco Systems is going to answer that question and a whole lot more. Marty is a channel development manager in the small business market segment. He's got 25 years of IT industry experience. He was at the retail level. He was a business owner, a VAR, and in the distribution channel. So brings a wealth of experience to our discussion today. And again, Marty, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, James. Great to be here.
Want to start off with really a definition of network attached storage and really have you explain where it fits in the IT infrastructure.
Certainly. So I think probably starting with the definition of storage might be applicable here. So everybody knows that, you know, you have your desktop or you have your laptop and you have a hard drive within your desktop or your laptop where you store files. So network attached storage, almost exactly as it sounds, is a larger array of hard drives that's attached to your network. So it's accessible across the network to anybody who has access to the network. As soon as you sign on to the network, you can reach across it and take a look at the network attached storage device and see the files there. So you can store files there, you can share files there. So one employee has to transfer a large file from one to another, rather than having to try to figure out how to do that very simply across the network, store the file up onto a folder on the network attached storage device, and then employee B can actually go up to the network attached storage device and pull that file down. So very easy way to move large files around and to share files, and really to make the business more efficient just in that respect alone.
You have a focus with the small, medium businesses out there. That's what we're talking about today. I know this is a good option. It's one of the affordable storage options for SMBs. What other benefits outside of cost can people expect with the Cisco NAS solution for the SMB?
First, let's talk about backups, because backups are something that not enough small businesses do. I do seminars and breakout sessions at trade shows all the time. And I can tell you from experience, this, a question I ask, which is how many people in this room regularly back up their data? And I can tell you most of the time I don't see more than half the hands in the room go up. And generally I'd say out of those half of the hands, some of them aren't being exactly truthful. They just don't want to raise their hand because they know the answer to the question should be yes.
And what are they thinking with that question too, is a regular backup? Are they thinking, well, yeah, every 6 months I take care of that, no problem?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we should be doing daily backups. Or, you know, I mean, in worst case scenario, maybe a weekly backup, but quite frankly, I back myself up every day. And, you know, our company actually insists on that. We have tools built into our systems that take a snapshot of our computer every single day and store it. So in case of disaster, your hard drive crashes, your computer goes down, and all of a sudden you don't have access to those files because you can't get to them, a backup on the network attached storage device allows you to rebuild your computer and reload it to exactly where you left off. But if you don't back your data up on a regular basis and something tragic happens, you are going to lose a lot. And people don't often think about, what will I lose if this all goes away tomorrow? You know, all my data from the past, all of my files, all of my folders, they're all gone. And I mean, from a very simplistic standpoint, that is a huge benefit of network attached storage. Centralized backups, very quick, very easy, can be automated certainly, and everything's housed in a different location than just your desktop or just your laptop. Certainly, there's a lot more benefits we offer with our new network-attached storage solutions. We like to call them smart storage, and we actually offer things up and beyond just backing data up. But let's face it, the most critical use and the biggest use for network-attached storage should be backups.
Yeah, I've seen studies out there when small businesses have lost data for one reason or another. Maybe it's a hardware issue, maybe it's a natural disaster, but they didn't have things backed up correctly. They've been out of business within 18 months or so, just because to try and recover from something like that and the loss of a data, especially for those smaller businesses, can be just a huge burden for those companies. You just brought up something I want to dive into, this idea of smart storage. I've heard that before describing some of these Cisco solutions. What does it mean? What's smart mean? How is that different from other NAS offerings in the marketplace?
There's things you can do with your network attached storage unit that you would normally have to do with software on your computer. Things, very simple things, but things like being a file server, an FTP server, or a backup server. all kinds of little things. Like if you wanted to run a blog for your business or you wanted to host a website for your business, you would normally have to go out and contract with somebody to be your web host. You'd have to use their server or somebody to publish your blog. You need a blog host. Believe it or not now, our network-attached storage devices allow you to do that right on the device itself. They come with integrated software applications. They don't run on your desktop. They actually, it's just a browser-based thing that runs on your desktop through a browser, just like you're on a website, and actually perform the software piece or the processing piece of the equation directly on the network attached storage unit. So those devices or those programs are available to anybody with access to the network attached storage system and can actually do a lot of things beyond what you would think a normal network attached storage device is there for. Beyond that, we've actually integrated some other things that make our device smart, one of which is huge for us, and it separates us from everybody else out there, all of our competitors. Nobody else does this. And what we actually do is on-disk AES data encryption. So what does that mean for me? But somebody comes into your office, they go to your network-attached storage unit, and they pull out one of your hard drives. They've stolen your hard drive, right? So now all of your critical data you've stored on this device, you can actually obviously have password protected, but if somebody steals the hard drive, they're going to take it. Now, maybe they have access to your customer database. Maybe they have access to your financial records, right? Whatever's on that hard drive. Our hard drives are encrypted. If it's pulled out of our network-attached storage unit, it will not work anywhere else. It has to be put back into that storage unit to be read, which is a huge, huge feature. I mean, it's a very, very secure way to hold your data. And again, we are the only person in the marketplace right now for SMB storage that does that.
Well, it's interesting you bring up the example. I remember about a year and a half ago, locally in the San Francisco Bay Area where I'm at, reading a news article where someone had smashed into an office building. And that's exactly what they did, is they stole the hard drives. And the speculation was they did it to get... basically to steal identities, and that was the idea. So again, that would be a safety net there. You've already described kind of more bang for the buck, which is something small businesses go for. One of the other issues, since we're talking about the small business here, maybe they have an IT person and maybe they don't. Odds are that they don't, especially the smaller they get. They have someone that's a little tech savvy, but not really an IT person per se. So how do we get support or services? Are those really needed? Are these user intuitive enough for an individual, again, that's not IT trained specifically, but technical enough that they can handle installation, maintenance, et cetera?
Absolutely. Okay. It's a question I face every day. Again, a great question, right? So, you know, one of the funny things, we are Cisco small business, and one of the funny things we face is a stigma that's attached to Cisco, which is, gosh, it's too expensive, it's too hard to use, and, you know, it's too difficult to install. So all of our Cisco small business products, network attached storage included, are designed to be A, affordable, B, easy to install, easy to maintain, and easy to operate. So these are all devices that use a very simple GUI interface, more or less like looking at a web page. So it's a GUI interface with nothing more than checkboxes, drop-down boxes, radio buttons, very simple ways to answer questions to configure this unit to work for yourself. We as well know that the small business market doesn't generally have an IT staff. Very, very great insight on that, James. So, you know, generally what we find in small businesses like this is the person who knows the most about computers in the office is the de facto IT guy. So that could be the guy who sells and buys things on eBay. It could be somebody who plays World of Warcraft, whatever that may be. You go home and you use a computer. You're different than the rest of us, so you're now our computer expert. Well, doesn't make him a computer expert, and, you know, quite frankly, most of them would be scared to do a difficult installation. So we've made everything we sell in our small business line very, very simple to install, operate, and maintain. This is no exception. Even those applications I'm talking about are simple to access and simple to use. So from opening the box to getting it installed and up and running doesn't take any a little bit of technical acumen, but you don't have to be a rocket scientist or, you know, a certified CCIE to make this work. This is simple to do. It's simple to use once you do have it installed. And yes, actually, we do back our network-attached storage units with a 5-year warranty and also have as well a peace of mind plan that can take you up to 3 years and give you unlimited support for those 3 years via phone, via web access, click-to-chat capabilities, and in fact, uplifts the warranty to give give you 8x5 next business day advanced replacement on the product. So if you have any problems, you simply call a phone number or you go online and log a case. It's very easy to do. And from there, it'll be taken care of. And if the unit for some reason does fail, it'll be replaced by the next business morning. And with that in mind, one of the things we do go out of our way to do, which also differentiates us from our competition, is in our network attached storage boxes, we only use enterprise class SATA or SATA drives, whichever way you want to say it, depends what part of the country you're from. So what does that mean? It means the hard drives we use in our units have been tested and are designed to run 24/7, 365. They're designed to run 24 hours a day, every day of the week, every day of the year. They have a minimum of 1 million hours mean time between failures. So we are very, very confident when we put one of these boxes in that we've tested the hard drives and we're using a high enough quality hard drive, and it's designed to run as much as your business needs it to run. And it does separate us from the competition. A lot of our competitors, in some cases, do use enterprise class drives. But in a lot of cases, one of the reasons you see a difference in price, in separation of price, when you're looking at devices like this, is because there are consumer grade drives installed into a business class network attached storage device. I've actually had cases where I've talked to folks at trade shows and had a customer literally come to me and say, hey, listen, I'm ready to look at your storage unit now. And of course, I asked why. And he said, well, we talked about it. My customer didn't want to spend the money, so I sold him one of your competitors' products, and in 2 weeks it died. He was unhappy. Now, again, you know, here you're backing up your data. You don't want the unit to die. So we changed to a different competitor's device. That one lasted 2 months, and it died. I'm now ready to talk to you about yours because we know it's designed to run in his business and keep his business going. So another one of the things that really separates us. But again, going back to the original question, very simple to use, very simple to operate. We give you fantastic support, and we give you multiple routes to support, whether you have time to pick up the phone and call or whether you just want to be able to jump onto a website and type a quick email or question to somebody. And we also have an entire series of pre-answered questions, I guess. We have a support community, cisco.com/go/smallbizsupport, that has some frequently asked questions that are already answered by our SEs and by our product managers who maintain and watch that community daily for us.
Before I let you go, Marty, let's take 1 minute here. Checklist time. What do folks need to look for in terms of the features, the functions, the support when they're out there in the marketplace evaluating a NAS solution?
That's another good question. Certainly you want to make sure, I think, first and foremost, that you have an idea in your mind of what you want to back up. How much data do you want to back up? What do you want to protect? And how much space is that going to take up? Because everybody, including us, offers different sizes right out of the gate. We have anywhere in our new storage line between a 2 terabyte storage unit and a 12 terabyte storage unit. Count on having some data redundancy. You know, our systems, as well as our competitors, do ship with the ability to do RAID levels, which is the ability to create redundant data inside the network attached storage device. So if something does go wrong, you actually have multiple copies of the data there. So certainly look for something that allows you to do RAID. Don't look at just a consumer drive. You know, I think we all have one somewhere along the line, one of those little USB memory sticks. Some of us have portable hard drives that attach via USB. The price point is very, very attractive. Don't be short-sighted. Don't let price blind you. The network-attached storage devices are not overly expensive. They, yes, are more expensive than just a simple hard drive externally to attach to one of your machines, but there are reasons for that. Again, we've talked about applications and things being integrated, but more than that, it's data redundancy within the unit, the ability to have a larger storage array, and the ability to have everybody in your office, or more importantly, everybody in your office who you want to have access to the device, to have access to the device.
Again, storage these days takes a little more planning. It's not just something, oh, hey, need storage, got to just go grab the easiest thing out there. It is something that folks need to be planning about and can think about it. Also, one, in insurance policy, as you talked about, that's one way I think that some people can and should think about storage. You also think about the productivity, as you also detailed earlier. That can go a long way for the SMB market as well. So, hey, Marty, really appreciate, as always, the insights and the conversation today.
Hey, James, thanks for having me. A pleasure talking to you, as always.
And thank you all for tuning in. If you would like to learn more about SmartNAS solutions available from Cisco and the PC Connection family of companies, or if you would like to speak with one of our networking specialists about the best storage options for your organization, please contact your account manager. You can also visit govconnection.com. The phone number to reach out to, 1-800-800-0019. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us on this edition of Connection Point.